This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music? Totally rad. The fashion? So fly. Home decor? That's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 22-minute trip, mass transit on or very close to schedule. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of showers, 59. Overnight tonight, showers early, dense fog late, 49 degrees outside the Beltway. Fog early tomorrow morning, then some sunshine with clouds in the afternoon, breezy and much, much warmer, 79. More rain in late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Haymarket, 42 in Waldorf, 43. 3 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Pella Windows. Well, some pundits may say Congress is full of clowns, but now a real clown is running for Congress. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Still ahead on Mornings on the Mall, Morgan Wright, cybersecurity expert, going to chat about Facebook and a whole bunch of other things with him. That'll happen at 7:35 this morning. And then at 8:15, John Lott, all about those guns. As a former Supreme Court justice wants to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm Biz Colonnades alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky, former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission, and senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and it all fits on one business card. Hans, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's so many things we want to talk about. Let's start off talking about Facebook. And you had an interesting piece on FoxNews.com about, and you raised the question about whether Facebook violated campaign finance laws because they provided a favor to the Obama administration by providing them with information on possible voters. So it would be no different than if someone went to a direct mail marketer and bought their information. So the question now remains, did the Obama administration pay for this? Did I sum that up properly?
That's exactly right, because, you know, corporations cannot make contributions to federal candidates under federal law, and that doesn't mean just cash contributions. It also means, you know, in-kind services. And, you know, we all know mailing lists are extremely valuable, and the kind of information that Facebook has is even more sophisticated and more detailed than those kind of mailing lists. And all you have to do is look how differently Facebook treated two campaigns. We know from the media director of the Obama campaign that after they got all that data, Facebook came to them and said, well, you're not supposed to have this data. It's against our rules. We don't give it out. But we're going to let you have it because we want you to win. But when Cambridge Analytica got that data and then was going to use it for the Trump campaign, Facebook apparently went to them and said, oh, you're not supposed to have this data, you're supposed to destroy it. The difference here is the Obama campaign got this for free. The Trump campaign paid Cambridge Analytica and reported those payments. So they complied with the law, but it looks like the Obama campaign did not.
So this was back in 2008. You served on the Federal Election Commission as a commissioner there. Do you see them taking it up, or is there some sort of statute of limitations that would prevent them from looking at it?
I'm sorry, Vince, you kind of faded out there for a minute.
Sorry, Hans, this was back in 2008 that the Obama campaign was given the benefit of this from Facebook. Is there some sort of statute of limitations that would prevent the Federal Election Commission from looking at it?
One of the problems here is, there is a statute of limitations, and we may already be past it. On the other hand, it's unclear. Did this data get passed over to the Clinton campaign? You know, we don't know the answer to that. What we do know is this. There's enough evidence here of a possible violation of the ban on corporate contributions to merit opening up an investigation by either the FEC or actually the Justice Department, which is responsible for criminal violations of the federal campaign finance laws.
I want to ask you, I'm going to shift gears for a second, because there's another story that you've been very involved in, and it's been pushing to get the United States Census to ask a simple question. Are you a citizen of the United States? The Trump administration has agreed to that. They're including it on the 2020 census, but the reaction to it has been swift. We have 12 states who are threatening to sue the Trump administration now over the fact that they're going to include this question. And we saw Eric Holder vocalize yesterday on Twitter this notion that the Constitution makes no reference to asking about citizenship in the U.S. Census. So therefore, it's illegal. As a legal expert, is that your judgment?
Eric Holder's claim is absurd. The only thing that the Constitution says is they'll do a census. It doesn't. Under his theory, all the questions they ask are pretty much going to be unconstitutional. Look, we had a citizenship question on the census for most of our history. You know who the first person was that said we ought to ask that question? Thomas Jefferson, and they put it on the 1820 census. They quit doing it in the 2010 census, but in fact they switched it to the American Community Survey. The American Community Survey is a survey that the census does all the time, but it goes to a much smaller portion of the American population. If Eric Holder thinks this is such a problem, why didn't he, when he was Attorney General, go to the Census Bureau and say, hey, you've got to take that citizenship question off the American Community Survey?
It seems like it's more important to know the citizenship composition of the country than it is even to know the racial composition. And race is a question on the census.
Right. Oh, look, citizenship is much more important question, particularly, really, for two reasons. One, look, we're in this fierce debate over legal and illegal immigration in this country, and have been for the last decade. And how can you have an informed debate without accurate information? The other reason for this, and this is the reason the Commerce Department has given for doing this, is that the Justice Department needs this information when it is going after violations of the Voting Rights Act.
Explain that. Would you explain that? Because I saw the rationale, and I want to be clear. Why? How does this affect the enforcement of the Voting Rights Act?
Because when you file a lawsuit on behalf of minority voters in the redistricting situation, and a judge finds a violation, in order to remedy it, you have to draw up new districts. And when you do that, it's important to know the citizen voting age population so that you can get equal districts with the right kinds of equal populations to protect the rights of minority voters. And DOJ has been using citizen voting information for years, but they get it from the American Community Survey, which only goes to like 1 in 38 households. So it's much more inaccurate data than you would get if you put the citizenship question on the entire on the census that goes to everybody.
Yeah, but these states that are suing now to prevent this, because this is what they do. They'll file the suit in California. It goes to the Ninth. It gets, you know, they say that it's unconstitutional. It goes to the Supremes and it gets overturned. We know the song and dance. They have a vested interest in making sure that there are as many minorities in their states counted as possible, whether they are legal or not, correct?
Well, the Democrats actually have an incentive to have as many non-citizens in their districts as possible.
Oh, okay.
Because there's been a number of studies done that have said that the higher the number of non-citizens in a particular voting district, the higher the chances that Democrats will get elected.
Imagine, if you will, if the scenario was different. If non-citizens were moving like crazy into red states, do you think Democrats would be supportive of having a U.S. citizenship question on the census?
Yeah. I mean, look, California, for example, because non-citizens are included in apportionment, they've got probably 5 or 6 congressional seats that they shouldn't have, and other states that don't have such large populations, non-citizens, would get those seats.
Yeah, I got to say, it's really clever. I realize, I think the citizenship question is, obvious. It should be on the census. But it's really clever of the Trump administration to use the Voting Rights Act as the justification. Because the Voting Rights Act is, classically the bastion of, basically liberal affirmative action pressure in order to assess, well, this is unfair to racial compositions in these areas. Now the Trump administration has basically dressed it up, and they're like, actually, we're doing this for the benefit of minorities. And it's driving liberals absolutely nuts. So once they settle on a coherent argument, let's see if they do. It'll be interesting to embrace them. Hans, thank you. As always, you made things much more clear for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
7:15 now, WMAL. It really is hilarious.
I'm just sitting here laughing to myself.
7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. So here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Hi. Hi, Mary. As far as the district is concerned, Addison Road Northeast at Eastern Avenue, there's an accident with police on the scene. They've been there for a while. V Street Northeast near South Dakota, there's police activity blocking some lanes. The Anacostia Freeway northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, a 17-minute commute, should only take you about 7. 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, very slow, a 17-minute travel time. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel, 17 minutes. And the Suitland Parkway westbound at Route 5 Branch Avenue, watch out for a crash taking out the right lane. And 66 eastbound right near the Beltway, an earlier tractor-trailer accident has been cleared. As for mass transit, it's okay. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we've got scatter showers in the morning and then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon, a high of 59 degrees. Tonight, rain showers will be happening early and then becoming more intermittent overnight with areas of dense fog, a low of 49. And then tomorrow, that fog will continue early and then will be partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 79 degrees tomorrow. Right now, though, 44, it's 717 on WMAL.
Get sound retirement tips on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
All right, so we keep talking about guns, and obviously because it's in the news, and we had the March for Our Lives, and earlier this week we had Matthew Post on. He's with the Montgomery County School Board. He's a student member on that, and he spoke at the March for Our Lives. And a comment he made, he made a comment about, Vince, I think you asked him if, how does this not go to a total gun grab? Because he was talking about, well, we should get rid of semi-automatic weapons, and we had a conversation about, well, that's pretty much everything, and so how is this not a gun grab? And he said, it's not a slippery slope.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the beginning. Slope. I mean, if you're going to assess like how people die by guns, it turns out they die by handguns much more frequently than they ever die by a semi-automatic rifle. So why should I believe that the one thing you want to ban right now, so-called assault weapons, is the end of your pursuit? And his argument was like, well, there's no slippery slope. I don't buy that. Yeah. Sorry, I do.
And there's good reason for that. Here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have the right to own a bullet. You do not have the right to bear bullets. We do have the right to ensure that if you are prohibited under federal law from purchasing ammunition, that we actually at least check.
See, so they're not going to ban guns because they know that the visual of police officers going door to door, and they would have to go door to door because they don't know who owns and who doesn't in many states, going door to door, searching your home high and low to see if you have a weapon to confiscate it is a really bad visual. That's probably not going to play very well. But if they can prevent you from being able to use the gun by preventing you from purchasing ammunition, they reach the same goal without a confiscation.
These are the same people who tell us that requiring an ID to vote is voter suppression. Okay, so it has nothing to do with the actual act of voting, in their view. It's just you're trying to suppress the vote. Meanwhile, you're trying to ban the spirit of it. You can't ban guns on a technicality, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You can't say bullets are not allowed under the Constitution. So let's go for that. Really? Yeah, trigger fingers need to be removed as well. Those are not guaranteed under the Constitution. Let's remove trigger fingers from everyone.
And that quote is from Debbie Wasserman Schultz announcing the Ammunition Background Check Act. It is introduced by her in the House and Richard Blumenthal in the Senate. It would require anyone who wants to buy bullets to be subjected to background checks similar to the one that is required to purchase a firearm. Do you have any idea what goes into this and how expensive and how much time it takes? And to your point, Vince, about how they don't want an ID to exercise your right to vote. That disenfranchises poor people and the elderly. They're okay with disenfranchising poor people, minorities, and the elderly to exercise other rights. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely okay with not only ID, but the equivalent of a poll tax in order to exercise their other, for instance, their Second Amendment rights. Then that's okay. If you're a law-abiding citizen in an inner city who, we all know law-abiding citizens in the inner cities who are minorities don't have ID. EVs because they're too stupid to be able to get them.
Well,
and don't have the money to be able to afford, you know, $100 for a background check and fingerprinting or whatever hoops you have to jump through in your particular state. They're okay with that. Those people, they can wait for the police. Rich people who can afford it, then they can have armed protection. They're okay with a two-tier system. They're okay with haves and have-nots in that scenario.
Look, the right to bear arms, enshrined in the Bill of Rights, and obviously you need ammunition to use a gun. I mean, this would be like saying, yeah, sure, you have the right to free speech, but we just passed the Tape Over Your Mouth Act, and you do not have a right to remove the tape over your mouth. You do have the right to free speech, so if you can mumble out something coherent, good luck.
Yeah. Here's more from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because she's the gift that just keeps on giving.
I really think it's important to underscore that without bullets, a gun is just a hunk of useless metal, and a would-be killer lacks the means to actually kill or maim.
Or actually use the gun. See, now I would actually get behind this if it applied to everyone. So politicians cannot have private security or police officers with bullets in their guns. The rich and famous are not allowed to have armed security. They have to live under the same laws that they have made for the rest of us. If they do that, then I can get behind this.
I can't.
But
I realize the point you're making. I would not get behind this. I think we should all be afforded the same protection. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Well, that would afford us all the same protection, would it not? If they weren't allowed to have, if the people protecting them couldn't have bullets in their guns?
No, we just have America have just one giant Mexican standoff, and we all disarm, and then we just let...
We just let the criminals have it.
No.
Yeah.
Not for it.
She went on to call the ability to buy ammunition a, quote, loophole in gun control laws. You know, I hope she keeps talking because she will be the poster child for the midterms as well. So keep going, Debbie. We appreciate that. 722 on WMAL.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Timeshares suck. Yeah, that's right. I said it. You know, the best 2 days of owning them are the day you actually get it. Okay, I can understand why you're joyful. And the day you get rid of it, and I can understand why you'd be really joyful. Because suffering through those annual maintenance fees and mortgage payments results in sucking hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of your wallet every single month. It's safe to say timeshares, getting out of them, really something to celebrate. Just ask the Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from your worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group now. Their team of experts can get you out of your contract. Whether you've had it for 30 days or 30 years, Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people get rid of their timeshares. Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and outrageous mortgage payments. All that money that you're paying just to be upsold when you show up again at the resort. That's nice. Take your first step towards celebrating your freedom from spending yet another dollar on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group now at 844-700-4747. That's 800-700-4747, 844-700-4747.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 20% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
7:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie. Not Jamie. Come on now. It's Art Andrews, of course, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, thanks. In the district, Addison Road Northeast at Eastern Avenue, there is a crash. Police are there. And there is police activity on B Street right near South Dakota Avenue, so avoid that area if you can. This traffic report sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. 295 northbound, right between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. Very slow, about an 18-19 minute commute. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. 26 minutes your travel time. 95 northbound in Virginia from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, more like 16 or 17. The outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur. Very slow, 30 minutes your travel time. The inner loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, bumper to bumper as well. Suitland Parkway westbound at Branch Avenue, an accident taking out the right lane. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. Attention, diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you. Plus, free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now, 1-800-808-5181. That's 1-800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day at morning with areas of rain and showers around. I think into the afternoon, we'll see clouds stick with us and even that threat for a few showers. About 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
44 degrees in the nation's capital, 727 on WMAL.
Hey, remember hashtag MeToo, or as Chris Plant likes to call them, pound MeToo?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movement? Yeah, well, they've kind of faded. They went away. Other things have, you know, there's been another bright, shiny object. So we've moved on. Well, they have claimed another scalp. Walmart is now saying goodbye to Cosmopolitan. They're going to remove Cosmo from checkout lines at stores across the country. This is because of pressure from the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, which used to be known as Morality and Media in 2015. They changed their name from Morality and Media to the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Mm-hmm. By the way, brilliant marketing move on their part. Because Morality and Media sounds like a conservative group. National Center on Sexual Exploitation sounds like a liberal group.
I guess.
And that group has been fighting for years to try to get Cosmo removed from store shelves because they say it's porn. So what they did is they ran it under Me Too. They switched their campaign tactics and said that it's hypersexualized media. And so it was brilliant. I have to give them credit. I have to give the former Morality and Media a lot of credit for switching up the narrative and getting the left to eat their own.
You only have to ever buy one copy of Cosmo to know what's in Cosmo, by the way. It's all the same thing over and over. But it's not porn. It's just titillating nonsense that doesn't actually convey real tips on how to, like, take care of your loved ones. That's one way to put it. But I think what they should do now is replace it with Burka Monthly.
Burka Monthly.
I mean, it seems like the obvious option.
It's black. Black goes with everything. I do find, though, to me, the bigger story here is how what was perceived to be a right-wing group and has repackaged themselves as a left-wing group to get their end means accepted by the left. Brilliant.
Politics, strange bedfellows, et cetera, et cetera. 729 on WMAL.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
Speaking of sexy magazines, Kelly Ripa is being sexy shamed. She's too sexy for Instagram.
Really?
She's 47
years
old. I'll tell you all about that in a moment. Also, Morgan Wright, cybersecurity expert, going to break down why Facebook CEO is being hauled before Congress. Going to get some answers to why my likes aren't high. It's 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. President Trump says there's now a good chance that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, quote, will do what is right for his people and for humanity. This after it was confirmed that Kim was in China this week meeting with China's president in a surprise trip.
Kim went to China because he does need to shore up his relationship. He does need to secure his relationship with China, which has been rocky, no doubt about it. And if you think about it, China, as much as anyone, has been responsible for getting Kim to the negotiating table in the first place by enforcing the sanctions which have been put on North Korea internationally, which is hurting the North Korean economy.
Correspondent Andrew Stevens. Meanwhile, President Trump is also tweeting this morning, in all caps, about the Second Amendment.
He said, the Second Amendment will never be repealed as much as Democrats would like to see this happen. And despite the words yesterday from a former Supreme Court Justice Stevens, no way. We need more Republicans in 2018 and we'll always hold the Supreme Court.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case challenging Maryland's 2011 congressional district map as unconstitutional. St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle wonders, though, what if the high court throws it out?
There's no time to redraw that district. So does the court say that an unconstitutional district remains until the next round? It's sort of unclear what their remedy would be.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,858, the NASDAQ at 7,009. Sports sponsored by Tires Plus. The Wizards beat San Antonio. The Caps host the Rangers tonight. The Nats fall to the Twins to close out the preseason. They're in Cincinnati tomorrow afternoon to open the regular season. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tires Plus offers quality name brand tires, brakes, batteries, and oil. And right now, through April 4th, you can get $20 off a lifetime alignment, which allows you to align your vehicle for as long as you own it. Other restrictions apply. See TiresPlus.com for offer details.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. For kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Do you believe it takes a 6% real estate commission to sell your home? Neither do we. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $20 million in real estate commissions. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, you really only have one choice to put more money in your pocket. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out. For free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. EdelmanFinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. two full business days prior to digging. Visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, in the district, South Capitol Street, Northwest, right there at K. We have a crash blocking the left lane. B Street, right near South Dakota Avenue, we have police activity blocking a lane. As far as the Southeast Southwest Freeway is concerned, headed west from Pennsylvania Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel, it's slow, a 9-minute commute. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, more like 16. Virginia, 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Capitol Beltway, a 15-minute commute. The inner loop from Branch Avenue to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, more like a half an hour. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 34 minutes. And 270 southbound from 121 down to the Beltway, a 29-minute commute. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day at morning with areas of rain and showers around. I think into the afternoon, we'll see clouds stick with us, and even that threat for a few showers at 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Gainesville, 42 in Bethesda, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Joining us at 8:15, John Lott. We're going to talk to him about this gun debate. It is getting out of hand, and the slope has become slipperier. We'll tell you how. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
Well, good morning. Joining us now, Morgan Wright. He's a senior fellow for the Center for Digital Government and a former executive at Cisco and a former senior advisor for the U.S. Department of State Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program. All around good guy. Morgan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, no worries. I was just updating my Facebook status right before we came on.
Oh, good. Well, this may be your last chance to do it because the government is getting ready to not only regulate Facebook, the FTC is open to probe against them, but Mark Zuckerberg is being hauled before Congress. Why is Mark Zuckerberg being called in to answer questions?
As somebody who's been the victim of testifying before Congress twice, you know, at the end of the day, they want to hear from the top. You know, you cannot delegate this to a minion, to somebody else to go answer your questions for you. They want to hear from the top. Hey, look, I didn't, you know, Rick Smith over at the former CEO of Equifax, he screwed up a lot of stuff, but he did end up coming in testifying. So at the end of the day, if you're the lead dog, you can expect to be in front of there. And his danger is, once you get in front of there, the only control he has is that opening statement. And I know this from experience, too. Once you do that, then you can go anywhere. And I was there on healthcare.gov when we had the initial hearings on that. So it wasn't just that. You can go far afield. So he's got to be prepared for 1,000 things.
But why is it now all of a sudden? I mean, obviously, the catalyst for all of this is Cambridge Analytica gets access to data that it shouldn't have. It's not really, it may or may not be a legal question. It's certainly a third-party service provided data to Cambridge Analytica again. It probably shouldn't have, according to Facebook's intended use of that data. Now, that all said, we've known for years that Facebook was invading our privacy. In fact, it was a voluntary thing. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how much data they've been coughing up, but they did it on a voluntary basis in order to use the product. Now, all of a sudden, Congress wants to take a hard look at Facebook. Why? Is this just because Trump may have benefited in some small way from Facebook's data?
You know, you have to look at the timing. You're absolutely right. Look, this has been going on for years. You know, there's an old saying, and it may have been Steve Jobs or somebody else, that said, look, if it's free, then you're the product. These people have been, and consumers have been the product, collecting a personally identifiable information. By the way, a lot of people don't know this, but Facebook collects 48 separate individual data points about you, from what you RSVP to what you like, to what movies you post you like, what comments, you know, 48 separate data points. And the problem is people don't know this, but you know what? What happens is you have a confluence of events, which is, yes, you had the election, you're looking into Russia, they're saying, now what about Cambridge Analytica? That was not a security breach. That was a violation of privacy policy. And so we've got to keep those things separate. This is a policy issue. It has nothing to – Facebook, by the way, I'll give them credit, they got terrific cybersecurity. I mean, they do really well on stuff. Where they lack and where they've missed the boat on this is being very clear about their privacy policies, what they collect, what they don't collect, and then when it comes out later, it looks like they're covering up something. And to your point, Vince, that's why they're hopping on it, because now it looks like there's a, quote, cover-up, and Washington loves having hearings about cover-ups.
Yeah, one of the things that just came out from that testimony, the whistleblower for Cambridge Analytica, the guy with the pink hair who's been testifying, I believe, in England, was that Facebook was able to siphon off phone calls and text logs of phones that are Android phones, because Google allowed that to happen. Now, does this bring Google into all of this now?
Yeah, no, yes to no. The thing with that is that Google provides underlying software. Look, that's the big difference between Android and iOS, because Apple owns the whole system, the hardware and software. They can control everything. Google's kind of at the mercy of the market out there. And yeah, it will call into questions, but at the end of the day, if I'm providing something to you and you take it and you don't disclose something, then I'm not a lawyer, so you're going to have to get somebody in to talk about that. But at the end of the day, Google is going to have some questions probably to answer, ancillary to this, which is, were you more clear about this? You know, did you make it clear in your operating system that you're giving access not just to your contacts, but to who they're calling and what their text messages say? So it will be downstream, but quite frankly, up front, it's that, who's using it? It was Facebook. They implemented it. Yeah. Were they clear about it? Probably not.
Morgan, ever since the election, Facebook's been in kind of a quandary, and I want to get your sense of whether or not they've handled things the right way. And here's what I mean. After the election, there were a whole bunch of reasons that Hillary Clinton blamed for her loss. One of them, she and her defenders blamed, was that fake news was spreading all over Facebook, and that our news feeds in America were convincing us to vote for Donald Trump because somebody showed us a picture of Jesus arm wrestling the devil or something like that, right? There's all these like crazy conspiracy theories that essentially that tilted the election to Donald Trump. Then you get all of this reaction from Facebook initially that actually fake news played very little role. In fact, we've heard from Facebook executives in recent months saying that much. Yet every time they vocalize that, they've been attacked for it. So what they've instead done is sucked up to government and to regulators since then. They've actually changed the news feed so that you see less news and more personal content. And now they're in a position where the government's saying, we're going to regulate you anyway. Should Facebook have been fighting this all along?
Yes, but in a more thoughtful way. And I'll tell you, the only thing that changing that newsfeed hurt, what that really hurt, is a lot of people who were making their living, small businesses, people who do professional, personal development, using Facebook advertising. That's who it's really hurting. Yeah, one of the things was they could have been very upfront and clear about how they were cooperating with government. By the way, they brought this up to the attention of the FBI and DHS, said, look, we think that there's some Russian influence. They got nothing in return. Mark Warner actually went out to Facebook headquarters and they asked for help. Now, In their defense, though, here's their adversary. We're talking about Russia, who for 100 years, starting with the Cheka in 1917, has been the master of influence operations. They fought two world wars. They fought various revolutions. They've been involved in the Cold War. They've stolen our technology, and they built stealth fighters and nuclear bombs. It wasn't a fair fight from the beginning. And my question is really on the other side is, where was the FBI and DHS providing information to Facebook to say you've been targeted? Instead, they had to rely on a British newspaper reporter to expose the troll farm back in 2015.
That's right. We don't blame the phone company for the bomb threats. I'm just saying there's a lot that's going on here right now, and a lot of it's being governed by emotion, and it should be guided by facts, I think. Morgan Wright, thanks as always. We'll have you back again soon. Really appreciate your insight this morning.
You bet, Vince and Barry. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. 7:43 here on WMAL.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the greenest lawn in town. Attend their lawn care seminar this Saturday at 11 a.m. Learn tips from the pros to have the best-looking lawn. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Selling that big old home of yours is a big decision, and that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you. A professional with the experience to get you that top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. And I suggest you call my friend, Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold so much faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville, for instance, they purchased a new home before selling their existing property. So they were working with another agent and the home sat unsold for months. That's when they decided to turn to Frank. He generated multiple showings, and then he sold their property over their asking price. Thank goodness. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Frank Prindle's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD, 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com.
I'm Mike Cappell. Which is worse, starting a business in a cold, wet basement of a factory or running payroll? Payroll, of course. That's why Patriot Software helps small business owners do payroll in minutes, starting at just $10 a month. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, the outer loop of the Beltway, we have an accident right there at the Dulles Toll Road. It's over to the shoulder, but still causing some delay. The inner loop between Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge is slow by about a half an hour commuter time. The Anacostia Freeway northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, an 18-minute travel time, jammed up southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge. And New York Avenue coming inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It is a 20-minute trip, 11 minutes more than normal. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge is slow. And northbound on 295 from the Beltway to the 11th Street Bridge, an 18-minute commute. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now the 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, hopefully you grab the rain gear. Showers will be around most of the daytime hours today. Best threat will be this morning. We've already seen some wet weather and more scattered showers throughout the day, 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
44 degrees in the nation's capital, 746 on WMAL. Ripa's that lady. She's 47 years old. Of course, the host of Live with Kelly and Ryan. Ryan's her latest co-host. It's a long series of them. So Kelly, looking good as always. She's always kind of stunned the world with her ability to tap into the fountain of youth. And at 47, she looks great. And the reason I mention all this is because on Instagram, her husband, Mark Consuelos, posted a picture of her at the beach in what they call a string bikini. And holy crap, she does not look 47. I had to rub my eyes. I was like, 47? There's no way that girl is 47 years old. But there she is.
Well, listen, and she's had two kids. But if I had a personal trainer and someone to cook my food for me, make sure that I was eating only, you know, low fat and this and that, and a personal trainer, you could probably have a much better body too. You know, but she looks fantastic.
Now she
What's
does.
Wrong with this?
Nothing.
She
but,
is rocking it.
But that hasn't stopped the critics.
Of course,
there are critics. Who's criticizing this? Who? How dare you?
Other women,
people on Instagram, not the sweet Kelly she was when she first started with Regis. They're upset.
Why?
That she's not, that's, well, yeah, what's wrong with this? I don't understand. She's winning the game of life right now. Are we to criticize this woman?
And if she didn't look like that, if she was fat or she had a little bit of, you know, like a little hangover on the string bikini, people be like, why are you wearing that?
Here's another one. Kelly's gorgeous, but isn't there a cutoff age where age appropriateness comes into play? Just because you can rock a bikini doesn't mean you should.
Oh,
if you're young enough to use the phrase rock a bikini, by the way, you probably should condone Kelly Ripa doing it at 47.
Why not? I would rather see someone at 47 who looks like that, who looks fantastic in the bikini, than I'd rather see an 18-year-old who's stuffing, you know, 20 pounds of body into a 10-pound bikini. You know what I mean?
20 pounds of body. That's a small person.
Well, you know what I mean. All right, 200 pounds of body into a 120-pound bikini.
There you go. Now I'm catching up.
Yeah.
Now I'm picking up what you're
laying
down.
I'd much rather see that. But aren't we all about it doesn't matter, that it's okay? They're all just jealous because Kelly Ripa, she's got ripped abs.
Yes.
She's a ripped Kelly Ripa.
That's right. Kelly is ripped.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, this is like a species of a bad part of our society, which is like we get nobody can have anything good. If you have something good, you need to be criticized for it. You're too wealthy. You're too skinny. You're too pretty.
Yep.
You're defying some other convention that everyone else can't enjoy. So therefore, you are bad. This is being referred to on the great old internet that we have access to as she's being sexy shamed.
Oh dear Lord.
Sexy shamed. Well, let me mansplain something to you right now. You're allowed to be sexy.
The left has a kind of like a base level of miserable at which they operate at all times.
Is this a left thing?
It's got to be a left thing. And they're the ones who sit here and tell us it doesn't matter. They're the ones who are all about embracing your curves. You know, you watch some of these shows. I'm curvy, and I'm sitting here watching it going, you pretty much could be on my 600-pound life. Well, you're not curvy.
What is that phrase, body positive, even mean, if not to allow Kelly Ripa to pose in a bikini?
Exactly. We should ignore these people.
I
want to see pictures of these people. That's what I want to see.
Yes.
I want to see what's going on with them.
This is
That's
a good standard. Okay, so if you're going to criticize...
Yeah, what do you...
If you're
going to
criticize, you have to present to the court some evidence that you are an expert on this subject. You have to bring with you some evidence that you deserve, you are entitled to have a strong opinion on this.
This is like when I tried to hook up a friend of mine who worked in radio, this guy who worked in radio, and I had a friend who... The two of them were a perfect match on so many levels, perfect. And he looked at it and goes, no, I don't think so. And I wanted to say to him, sweetheart, look what you're bringing to the table, okay? You've got to come bearing pretty much an equivalent gift.
So were they both like hard sixes?
Fives. Yeah,
but you felt
solid
like,
fives. But
on an aesthetic level, they matched up really
aesthetic
nicely.
Aesthetic level, they matched up. The nicest people you'd ever want to meet. They would have been a perfect match.
But he was too shallow for her.
He was just like, well, I don't think so. And I was like, oh, I'm going to buy you a full-length mirror for Christmas. You've got to bring the same thing to the table that you expect to walk away from the table with.
Mary Walter delivering hard truths on a daily basis. 751 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hiring's hard, especially from job boards, but there's a better place to find great talent, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there, LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional network, LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. And businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing or purchasing a home? We're a local mortgage lender with the absolute lowest rates. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
7:53 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Actually, no, it's not traffic and weather. What a day. Let's go to business. How about that? We'll find out how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Stocks are poised for a flat to lower open as futures look weak. The Dow slid more than 300 points yesterday, and it's sitting in correction territory. That means it's down 10% from its record high in January. Facebook says it's made new privacy changes for users, including making it easier to download everything you have on there and deleting your account. CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify to U.S. lawmakers on the data scandal next week. Google has lost the Android copyright battle to Oracle, and now a court will decide how much Google owes Oracle in damages. It could be billions of dollars. Honda has been named the best overall car brand by the Kelley Blue Book. It also wins Best Value Brand and Most Refined Brand in the Brand Image Awards. And Amazon is reportedly in talks to spend $1 billion to make a TV show to rival HBO's Game of Thrones. The FT says Amazon is in talks to adapt a popular Chinese book series called The Three Body Problem. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's our Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vincent, by the way, I was ready at 53. No
Thank
problem.
You. I know you always are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Always on, always on. All right, we have an accident on 95 southbound approaching Powder Mill Road. It's on the shoulder. Be careful nonetheless. This traffic report sponsored by Bill Gordon and Associates in Anne Arundel County, Route 3, the Crane Highway at 175 Annapolis Road, a crash. As for the Beltway's outer loop at the Dulles Toll Road, a tractor-trailer accident on the shoulder. It should be cleared shortly. We'll let you know. The inner loop of the Beltway between Route 5 Branch Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, very slow indeed, about a 25-minute trip. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, almost a half an hour, and 66 eastbound between Business Route 234 and the Beltway, about 33 minutes, and that's about a 12-minute, that's 12 minutes more than it should normally take you in mass transit. Moving along pretty well. Can't work due to a serious injury or perhaps an illness? Well, you may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gordon and Associates. Do it now. Learn more for free. 800-932-1276. 800-932-1276. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching showers continue to roll through from west to east, and we'll get breaks in the action at times this morning and this afternoon. A lot of clouds around and some scattered areas of rain and showers this morning. A few showers this afternoon, 59. Most of our wet weather early today. Chance of showers early tonight, then fog in later, 49 degrees outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Fog early tomorrow, then we brighten the sky in the afternoon. Very warm on a southeast breeze, up into the upper 70s. A little more rain coming in tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right, currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees, 7:57 on WMAL.
Hey, guys. Half of all men have ED. It's only natural. If you've lost a step or aren't packing that punch you had when you were younger, good news. You can regain your step and get your punch back. Now, I'm not talking about those little blue pills or risky surgery. I'm talking about Gainswave Therapy. It treats the cause of ED and was recently featured in Men's Health magazine. This is a revolutionary, simple, non-invasive, drug-free procedure that makes you perform better and last longer. Here's the thing. Gainwave is not just for guys with ED. It can even help you gain a step and give you a little extra punch. If you have ED or just want to perform better, call 410-787-2782 to schedule a free consultation to see if this treatment is right for you. Call today, 410-787-2782, and be spontaneous again. Gainswave is the real deal. Get more out of life. You deserve it, and so does your partner. Call 410-787-2782 to schedule your free consultation today. 410-787-2782.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Now it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, do you help your adult children out with their bills? Well, a shocking number of you do. What is wrong? I want to find out why.
Shocking number.
Shocking. It's shocking.
And I don't think it's all your fault. And also, John Lott's going to join us. Guy knows a lot about guns. Important to talk to him as one of our former Supreme Court justices announced yesterday that it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. John Lott will have reactions to that. 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, a five-year-old case alleging that the shape of Maryland's 6th Congressional District violates the First Amendment. It's finally getting its day at the U.S. Supreme Court today.
When Maryland redrew Congressional District in 2011, they only had to move 174,000 voters to maintain equal populations.
But when they redistricted, they wound up moving 1.5 million people.
Why do that if not for political reasons? Ask St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle.
This is potentially groundbreaking what the court could decide.
A group of Republicans say they were effectively silenced. Former Governor Martin O'Malley's already admitted the political motivations.
He said absolutely he drew the district for the purpose of electing a Democrat.
The high court's also hearing a case out of Wisconsin this session with opposite players. Democrats say Republicans went too far in gerrymandering. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump this morning says there is no way the Second Amendment will be repealed. In a tweet just a short time ago, the president said, quote, "The Second Amendment will never be repealed. As much as Democrats would like to see this happen," and despite the words yesterday of former Supreme Court Justice Stevens, the president says, "No way." The president also says there's a good chance that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will, quote, "do what's right for his people and for humanity," unquote, and move toward peace. Mr. Trump tweeted this morning that Chinese President Xi Jinping told him that a meeting she had with Kim this week went very well. And Mr. Trump says that, according to Xi, the North Korean leader looks forward to meeting the American president. The Maryland General Assembly has given final approval to the state's $44.5 billion budget.
Maryland's House and Senate have approved the spending plan for the next fiscal year. The state is setting aside $41.6 million to improve school safety. The budget also includes $200 million to be set aside to pay for future education funding. Some Republicans say the money is part of the added revenue Maryland is expected to collect in taxes due to the effects of the federal tax overhaul and should be returned to taxpayers. But Democrats say it's too soon to enact a series of permanent tax cuts when the overall outcome is unknown. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate in Virginia is blasting the General Assembly's passage this year of a bill to contribute to a dedicated funding stream for Metro. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart said at a debate last night in Charlottesville,
"The General Assembly, including my colleague here to my right, voted in favor of a bill, HB 1539, that took $500 million out of road construction in Virginia that was promised for road construction and is giving it to the failed D.C. Metro system. That's not how to lead, folks. I know how to lead."
Stewart appeared alongside Delegate Nick Freitas and Reverend E.W. Jackson last night. The winner of the June primary will take on Democrat Tim Kaine in the fall. A federal appeals court has ruled against some D.C. residents who had sued the FAA over airport noise at Reagan National Airport. A three-judge panel ruled that while the residents may indeed have a point to make, they missed the deadline for filing their complaint. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,858, the Nasdaq at 7,009. Sports, an impressive win for the Wizards as they beat San Antonio. The Caps host the New York Rangers tonight. The Nationals close out the preseason schedule with a loss to Minnesota. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is one of those teachable moments where we can all learn something.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon. For one-time setup, say, "Alexa, enable WMAL skill." Then to listen, just say, "Alexa, open WMAL."
Boom.
Details at WMAL.com.
The specialist does one thing and one thing alone, and they do it better than anyone else. At Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, we only sell one thing. Mercedes. Just Mercedes. Family-owned and operated since 1937, we treat everyone like one of the family, helping you find the right C-Class, S-Class, or AMG. And with more than 400 on hand, you won't wait for your Mercedes. You'll drive it home. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington, located inside the Beltway and always open at justmercedes.com.
Do you believe it takes a 6% real estate commission to sell your home? Neither do we.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $20 million in real estate commissions. So if you're looking to sell your home this spring, you really only have one choice to put more money in your pocket. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to JoeHadid.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from -40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Bill. In the district, Canal Road inbound right near Foxhole Road. Watch out, there's a pothole that needs to be filled, so just be careful there. As for the Anacostia Freeway northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge, it too is, it's kind of slow. 17 minutes your travel time. It should only take you about 7. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. Bumper to bumper, 24 minutes your travel time. And the Southeast-Southwest Freeway westbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel, it too is slow. Now checking the Beltway, the inner...
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.